Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I am your host, Robert Misevich, and it is reflection time. And we won't get out of mirror, like, look at ourselves. And I say, well, maybe a little bit. So let me go ahead and get my co-host on. Miss Amy, how are you doing tonight?
I am done with 2020. This is the last call. Somebody get me a margarita.
There you go. The cafe has got a new little bar section that's going to be happening in 2021. So
we're
all excited about that. It's going to be Margaritaville in the cafe. All right, that's good. And Miss Elena is here tonight. Hey, Miss Elena, how are you today? Are you ready for your little Margaritaville?
I am ready. I'm going to have a grapefruit martini at my bar.
Oh, very healthy.
Sounds good. Grapefruit martini. I've never had one of those. That sounds good. Well, one of my favorites is tequila and pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty tasty. All right. our hard drink confessions. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about resetting ourselves and looking at 2020. And, boy, we had a really great conversation over the weekend about with our pre-show about just all these different kinds of questions that we could be asking ourselves about, you know, how was 2020 for us? What did I learn? You know, what are some of the tools? I love the idea of having this inner toolbox that can assist me in ways that I didn't even know that I had at the beginning of 2020. And now, you know, I know for me, I can say it's kind of like that analogy about, you know, once you leave the shell, you can't get back in again. You know, when you've got these shell creatures that they grow and then they can't go back into the shell. I think we're all there. You know, we're going to have this new house and a new way of moving forward because, you know, you can't be what you were. So what do you think about that, Aime?
Yeah, that's really a valid point. You know, I think in many more ways than we really realize, there is not an area of our life that I think won't be affected. Even if it looks like you're not affected, somebody surrounding, like you say, your job, oh, everything's fine, it's still going the same way. But suppliers will be affected, or clients, or you're going to be affected. And I think as we step into 2021, we'll be able to see a little bit more. So that's why I think it's important that we get ready for that shift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Elena.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you think about that?
Roll call.
Jump in, girl. Jump in the water.
Here.
It's fine.
Here.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think that for sure that this is a time for us to really, you know, focus on the what's good and what's coming that's good and enjoy a rest, right? Enjoy a little bit of a rest. And as we get ready to go into the new year, and I just, you know, everybody hit so hard January 5th, right? Like, everybody's hit so hard on that day. And so I just think that taking a little time to go reflect, get ready, embrace ourselves spiritually, mentally, physically for what's coming and for the next year and shift into good change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's something that if people aren't really familiar with the winter solstice, since time of, you know, with the traditions of just with the different seasons and we having our equinoxes and our winter solstices, that's something that, you know, for ages we've looked at that as these really pivotal points of change. And with the winter solstice this year, with the 21st, there's definitely, with all the astrological things that have happened this year, that if you haven't been keeping track, I had not been either, and I don't think I've talked about it too much on the show, but I've become a fan of Astrology Hub on YouTube. And they do a really great job of having a lot of very talented astrologers that have all different kinds of perspectives in how they look at the stars. And if you go back to, you know, biblical times where, you know, the seers would know that the, you know, the wise men were coming and they followed the star. And there's just so many things that happen, you know, if we look upwardly that are really guiding us, you know, to stay grounded. That, you know, the winter solstice is lighting that candle and having a prayer of being able to let it go of all the things that no longer serve me and illuminating the things that I'm ready to see that I can bring into the world. So I think the solstice is just this beautiful, you know, evening that you can light some candles in your home and just make it this beautiful time of just really recognizing this opportunity for just the new beauty and the new light to come into the world. And one thing that I didn't really think about is we're going to talk a little bit about the age of Aquarius, because that's where this is, like with the solstice, you know, it's supposed to be the birthing of the age of Aquarius. And here we've been talking about it since the 60s. You know, if you're into musicals and stuff like that, you know, they've had all these different musicals that talked about the age of Aquarius and all these things that were going to be coming to pass. And I think it's real interesting that, you know, we're finally, they're saying that, you know, it isn't necessarily one pinpointed moment, but this is definitely something that's a marker of moving into this direction. And when we're working with Aquarius, it's about working with air, and it's talking about working with ideas and coming into new ways of perspectives and looking at things. And I think it's exciting to think about, I had heard somebody talking today about that, and they said, you know, with light, there's the ideas. It's like the light bulb goes off over your head. So it's this way, when we talk about light, we could be talking a lot about light in a little bit different way now, about, you know, putting things out into the world and helping people to see things, maybe the way that we communicate, the way we use our talents, the way we are expressing ourselves. There's a oneness that we've been talking about, but it's the oneness that our uniqueness can come and shine through with that. And I think that's something that's exciting to be able to bring that to the table and have people be that much more. It makes me feel very excited about it, to be able to light a candle and know that I'm illuminating something that I might not know what that is, but it's going to be something that'll shine all over the world and come back to me. And I think that they were talking about that, where everybody who wants to participate this year with just lighting a candle is something that can basically light the world in just a totally new way. So we got Miss Katie just came in. Here we go.
Yay!
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, but I can barely hear you. My apologies, but I'm having all sorts of technical issues today.
Okay, we're glad you're here. Yeah, let her in,
let her in.
Hey, Miss Katie Fitzgerald, our food guru, is here. Hello. Welcome to the cafe.
Right,
we were just talking about coming into, you know, just looking at the 2020, and I just was sharing a little bit about the winter solstice and lighting a candle that can really illuminate the ideas and the wonderful perspectives that we're trying to light and just illuminating the world. So anything you want to jump in on that with?
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, the winter solstice is a really beautiful moment because it's a transition, right? We're actually moving out of the fall into the winter, which is that beginning time of truly hibernation, where we start to build energy in our body to release it in the spring. And I think of it when I think of my rose bushes. Like, they all right now have started to drop their leaves and turn yellow. And what they're really saying is stop letting me bloom, leave all of my dead blossoms on me so I turn those into hops and hips, and let me just start to store energy. And that's really what's happening at the winter solstice. We actually start, we have a circadian rhythm as human beings, and it's not just daily, it's yearly, and it's quarterly. And at this time of year in the northern hemisphere, winter is setting in, and we are actually starting to store energy to release into the spring. Doesn't that sound exciting? Like, stop thinking of winter as the cold season where you're doing nothing. You're doing a lot. You're starting to store physical energy. And also, couldn't we store mental energy and spiritual energy at the same time?
Mm-hmm. I love it. So anything with that, girls, either, Elena or Amy, want to share with anything with that?
Well, I think that's the perfect, or what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to have, releasing so we can really take advantage of this time and so we can step into the new year. And so that really segues beautifully into the flower wisdom for today, Robin.
Okay. So, of course, with the traditions of the holidays, and we're here, it's December 15th, we're going to talk about poinsettias. But, you know, in our pre-show that we did this weekend, it was really great. We kind of got in the conversation, and I love that Miss Katie's here. She's going to be bringing in her herbal wisdom that we've got going on with it, too. But so poinsettias are the birth flower for December. And in their native country of Mexico, they can grow up to 10 to 15 feet tall. I think taller than a house. So a lot of people would go, "What? What are you talking about? I've never seen a poinsettia that large." And and it was great. Katie was even sharing a message that she said that, you know, she had people on a call that she was talking to about poinsettias, and they were shocked to hear that other people in the United States all over the country had poinsettias. They thought it was just in Texas, which I thought was interesting. So it's what you know, and
yeah.
I think it's interesting with that, right? Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize
right.
it.
No,
but
it's really fascinating. They're like, you all do that out in California? I'm like, yeah, we do. And they're like, we thought it was just a Texas thing. Nope. It's everywhere. So
most
what
people
is the
don't
poinsettia option? What is it, Robin? Why? Yeah, what's its significance? And why do we bring it out at this time of year as a symbol of, I would say, the winter solstice? Honestly.
Well, there's a beautiful story that actually is a Mexican legend that started that about a child who had no means for a gift. And he gathered some weeds on the side of the road by the church, and he gathered them up and he walked into the church and went up to the altar. And as soon as he put the weeds down, they turned into these brilliant blooms of flowers. So it is showing just
wow.
amount
that
of the
so
gift
cool.
that I have and being able to think that I have weeds. And yet through my heart, through my wanting to give, it turns into this blaze of giving. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, that's beautiful. So it's interesting
that
to know that poinsettias are actually just colored leaves. And when you look at a poinsettia, mm-hmm. it's actually the little yellow buds are considered the flower. So when you're
wow.
looking at a poinsettia, it's actually a colorful bush. Very unique specialty leaves that are expressing themselves. And I really love that because when it comes to the energetic messages of poinsettias, last week I talked about gold. And gold has so many beautiful things. I'd really love to encourage you guys to go back to 497 when we talked about the color gold. It regulates the body. It really helps to illuminate the body. It's actually, you know, actual 24 karat gold is actually something that we should wear on our bodies because it helps so many ways of being able to help to balance the body. Our bodies itself have gold within it. So it's something that, you know, we've got that treasured element within us. But to have gold as a part of the poinsettia, it's representing that those seeds of potential that can be moving into the future. And I really love looking at the fact that,
wow.
you know, it's the actual flower that the bud is helping to carry that. And when you look at a poinsettia, what is that poinsettia? You know, it's been started from a beautiful country of Mexico with its tropicals and everything that it had, moved over into the United States. And we've had it for since the late 1800s. It was like 1825 when actually it was introduced to America. So we've had it for over 100 years. And we don't really think of Christmas without poinsettias, right? They're a part of our culture. That's a part of who we are. And now even from region to region, people don't necessarily
totally.
Know that other people are celebrating and using poinsettias. But I think it's a beautiful metaphor for 2020. It's showing the vastness of change that is so gradual when we look at that. We're just like, it's always been here. And that's my wish of, like, how we can move into 2021. We can look at these things that are a blaze of color with the potential of seeds of the goldenness of the things that we could be moving forward through ideas, through our passions, through being able to show our goals and gifts and talents, and have that be the treasured nuggets that we move forward into the future, knowing that as we do that and know that it's all good, it's something that can be planted and be ablaze and be 10 to 15 feet tall with these beautiful colors. But the goal and the potential is always staying there, reminding us that as we move through the rootedness of our red, which gives us our grounding, our passion, and our purpose, that, you know, we it's just never ending. It's like a phoenix. It's like a phoenix in being able to protect yourself. And what's really cool, too, is I've noticed, you know, there seems to be certain plants that, for whatever reason, certain years are just better than others. And poinsettias are having an amazing year this year. If you've been able to go out to, you know, any kind of plant stores or just seeing if you're in, you know, in the an area where they can grow, they're just magnificent this year. So just like, you know, when it comes to the holidays, you know, when you go through a tree farm and you just get that sense of the change of season by having to be around Christmas trees, you get the same sense of change and things that are getting activated. There's an active activation happening when you're able to be able to enjoy poinsettias. So
that's
very
so
exciting.
Cool. And you mentioned something interesting. You said the root, right? That red color is a root, and it is the root chakra, right? It's represented by red.
Right.
And Amy, you
yeah.
can probably speak more to that than I could.
Well, no, not too much. I think Robin really, really brought it home. Where I really love how the, you know, the red and then the root chakra is what grounds us to the earth, and having going up to the gold and phoenixing to the height. So. It's almost like heaven on earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to be
exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Heaven and earth.
So,
yeah.
So are we ready for the quote that matches with this, Alana?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. I have two for us today.
Oh,
if you don't mind. If you don't mind. Yes, you know.
Because she's an overachiever.
Yes, I am. Sorry. The perfectionist in me.
I'm out with this group way too long.
So I have this wonderful little journal that I bought a while back. It's by Amy Chase. She is author of One Question a Day, and it's called Present, Not Perfect, A Journal for Slowing Down, Letting Go, and Loving Who You Are. And, you know, one of the things that kept coming to me as we were discussing, like, you know, this year versus next year, and, you know, I think this year has been a year of grace for me, like learning how to have grace for myself and grace for others. And I think the world has had to learn to have grace for others because we are all in such a spot right now. So I just wanted to kind of give a shout out to those, you know, maybe who haven't met all those New Year's resolutions from last year and who maybe don't even know what they're going to have for next year. You know, that's always a stressful time for me, you know, is to figure out what am I doing for next year, you know? And so I love this is just a Chinese proverb. It says, tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are.
Ooh.
I love that.
Amen.
I can just see that. Like even when you're doing, like when you do that meditation where you tense up all your body and then you relax,
mm-hmm.
that's just what makes, you know, you touch everything you think you should be, relax for everything that you are, you know?
Oh, that's
and,
a beautiful exercise.
And the only other thing
yeah,
I have
yeah, that's
was,
a really nice practical way to bring that to fruition. Yeah, that's great.
Well, let's just leave it at that one, and I'll put the other one on our Facebook page because it's good too. So.
Okay, and what I want to support.
You got to share.
Oh, okay, all right, if you want me to. It's a
we love
happy
you
for the moment.
What I would like people to do is to go to the Transformation Cafe community and look at these. Well, I'd love to have you post them anyway, and
yes.
I'd love to have you share it. But we want you to look at those, and we want you to comment, maybe do some journaling, maybe find a friend to talk to about it. This is, you know, such a great gift that you're giving us. So please, what is the second quote?
The second quote is, be happy for this moment. This moment is your life, by Omar Khayyam. And
uh-oh.
I love that because we're living in the now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We still live in the now.
Yep.
And so,
I think so many people are trying to, even especially with, you know, 2020, they're just so busy trying to be in the past or in the future that they might have missed a lot of now.
Right, and if you are embracing the now, like our good friend Eckhart Tolle, right, teaches us that, you know, we're in the right spot. So I like that. Doesn't say we can't vision for the future, but, you know, I just like that. Be happy right now. Remember that this is your life. And I think sometimes I forget that as I get busy, as I'm trying to worry about Christmas, as I'm trying to worry about, you know, all the things I have to do, that to be being happy right now is really what's important. I don't need to always be looking to be happy later.
Well, there's a movie about time that Ross and I watched this weekend, and the cliff notes, the part that's important at the moment, is this fella was able to go back in time in his own life. And he played around with it, you know, throughout the movie. But at the very end, he decided, you know, that I'm going to live my life the normal way for this day and then go back to restart the day knowing everything that was going to happen and really enjoy it.
I know that movie, and that is an awesome movie, and the message is so beautiful. It makes you really stop and think, am I here? Am I present? Am I looking at the people in front of me? Am I hearing them? Am I bringing them into my heart? Am I holding them apart? And I had a great experience this afternoon when I went to the grocery store, and there was a lady who came behind me and, you know, 6 feet apart, don't worry. And she had a big grocery cart full of a lot of stuff. And I went, whoa, are you stocking up? She goes, nope, that's my normal week. I have 4 kids, and they eat me out of house and home. And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and then what ensued was a very nice conversation between two women just connecting who didn't know each other. But when we walked out of there, I left before her because obviously I was in front. And as I left, she said, hey, happy holidays. Have a great day. And thanks for the connection. And it was like, it was, and it's funny because she saw me talking to the grocery clerk, and she saw me talking to the clerk at the next register. And she's like, do you work here? And I said, no. And Rob, my cashier, he goes, no. She just, she sees us.
You were working it.
He says she sees us all. And she connects and contacts us all every time she comes in. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize I did that. And that's what that quote really is about, right? Is can you be in the present moment with yourself and with the people around you? And yes, we can't touch each other. We can't be at a table together, whatever it might be. But can we be together? Absolutely we can. Absolutely.
So, Ms. Katie, we've got a few minutes here. Before we go to the mindset moment that we're going to work on releasing over these next couple of weeks and getting ready to step into 2021, and you're going to be our kickoff for 2021 on January 5th about restarting for the year. So what would you like our listeners to hear right now to get ready for these next 2 weeks and to be stepping into 2021 with us on January 5th?
I think the biggest message I have right now is take a deep breath, and I do mean a deep breath. Bring it in. Let it out. And then I want you to really reflect on this past year, and I know it has been a crazy one, but every year, no matter how crazy it has been, brings with it amazing results, amazing accomplishments. I always remember my friend, Sasan Play. She's a gal who I worked with a couple years ago, and she's originally from Lebanon. And she grew up during the Civil War in Lebanon. And she saw Beirut torn to pieces. But this woman still has the ability to look at that time in her life and find things that were uplifting and moved her forward. So the most important piece you can do right now is to reflect on the past year and don't worry about all the stuff that didn't work. Focus on writing down the things that did work. And I would challenge you, and I say challenge, and because it's going to be a challenge. Take out a piece of paper, write down 20 things that you are proud of, excited for, want to talk about that you accomplished or you experienced or you felt in 2020 that made you grow in a good way, right? So think about that for a moment. Reflect on your past year. Reflect on what did you do? What did you think? What did you feel? Who did you touch? Who did you inspire? Who inspired you? And write down at least 20 things that did come positive out of this year. And that is going to offshoot you into our dialogue when we go on January 5th, where we're going to talk about making a pre-resolution and how to make 2021 even better than you could have imagined. Because you're going to change your mindset. You're going to change your life. You're going to change other people's lives. And you're just going to move forward and not focus on the negative stuff that happened in 2020. We all know what the negative stuff was. What happened to you positively that you could write down on a piece of paper? 20 things.
I love that. So what I'd love to have you do, Katie, is go to Transformation Cafe Community on Facebook and write that down for us, and certainly maybe share a couple of yours. And I'm definitely going to go and do my list and write a couple of those. So is anything, I'll move into the mindset moment here in a minute, but was there any accomplishment that maybe kind of stood out for anybody before we move into that you wanted to share?
I have one, if I'll put those. I think my biggest accomplishment this year in terms of, I'm going to say mindset, quite honestly, was I began to forgive myself for not being perfect. I began to say, it's okay to do C work. It's okay to not do A work. And Amy knows me because she knows that when I did my master's in nutrition, I graduated summa cum laude. That means a 4.0, people. And I would not let myself waver from that. I was so dedicated to that. But this year, I said, you know what? If my company needs me to write a training on how to don and doff PPE in the face of COVID, and they needed it by like 3 p.m. that day, I was willing to do C work to get it out there. And that was not an easy thing for me. I am an A work person, but I got C work done. And here's what I learned. My C work was actually other people's A work. And my trainings did the job. And the people who needed to know how to don and doff their PPE did it safely, and nobody was hurt. And so that was a big moment for me that told me it's okay sometimes to just dial it back. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do A work. And I think that is a big moment for me. And I know, Amy, you know that's a big moment for me. So that was mine. But
thank you,
Matt.
And I think that for a lot of us, hopefully, they have taken the opportunity to see that I can do good work and it doesn't have to be perfect. And I don't have to give up everything else. So thank you, Ms. Katie. All right, so let's move into the mindset moment, and then we'll have a couple minutes if anybody else wants to debrief it. What I want you to do is to get nice and comfortable in your chair or wherever you are. I'm assuming you're in a chair. Mm-hmm. Take a nice deep breath in and out. And I want you to just relax and go to the place that you feel really comfortable and you feel really safe. Wherever that is for you, it can be the mountains, can be a forest, can be the beach. And what I want you to do from now, you're sitting and you're looking at the past year and maybe kind of your life in general. The relationships, the work that you've done, that you are doing, the stuff that you have. And I want you to just kind of put all that down for right now and really be present. And what I want you to do is we're going to get ready to release what we're ready to right now that no longer serves. And it doesn't have to be everything. It can be kind of those things right on the cusp. And I want you just to be willing to release. That is going to open up some space for new things to come in, new people, new relationships, better relationships that you already have. And I want you to imagine that there's a screen that just pops up in front of you, or a cheesecloth, or something that you feel comfortable that we're going to walk through. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine and you're safe and everything will be calm and it'll work out just the way that it feels best to you. And so you're going to walk through this screen or cheesecloth, and you're like, maybe put an arm there, go, that's interesting. And notice on the other side, wow, it looks a lot sharper and cleaner. And so you just taking your time, walking through bit by bit. And as you're going through, you just feel this release of things and people and parts of relationship that don't serve. Completely through for this moment, and you can go back and do this later. And then just kind of maybe shake. You can maybe do it in your mind's eye or do it in person if you want to. Shake, shake, shake off the remnants of the bits and pieces that kind of maybe got caught a little bit. And now I want you to take a nice deep breath from the you that you are right now after having released these things. Breathing in that beautiful healing love. Breathing out anything that doesn't serve you. And kind of readjusting your body because, you know, there's a new body here. It's got more space. It's got different spaces. And so what I want to support you in doing over these next couple weeks, ending 2020, is maybe do this exercise or something similar that works for you and just kind of being open to what do I need to release to fully be present to this moment. And you don't have to release everything, just bits and pieces, and I want you to feel safe. All right, so know that you can go back and do this exercise anytime that you want to and even make it fun, maybe share it with a friend. So let's take a nice deep breath. Bring ourselves back into our body. Feel yourself in your chair. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
How's everybody doing?
Everybody back?
Yep.
That was amazing.
That was good. That was good.
I'm back. That was great.
And I think that'd be a great exercise for great. Every night before you go to sleep, just
yes.
releasing.
That's a great idea. And then when you're sleeping.
Let go of all of it before I go to sleep. Yeah, that would be a great thing to do.
And
so,
I love what, you know.
There you go.
Alana had brought this, you know, tension and release. So doing that tension and release is another way to do it.
Right. And
you can actually.
Amy, what you just said. On your recording here, I will edit out and put that little tidbit of what you just walked us through. I'll make it a little audio, and we can load that up onto Transformation Cafe as well so people can just download it for themselves and listen. And
perfect.
Do it nightly or daily.
Yep. Awesome.
Perfect.
Yep.
So there you go.
We
got this, my friends, my fellow Transformation Cafeers. We got this.
Yeah, all the cafeers. We want to thank everybody just for this year. Oh, my gosh, I'm looking forward to next year. We're going to be all doing our fifth 500th show. We're excited that's coming up, and that'll be in the new year. Yeah, Miss Katie's going to launch us off in January, the first Tuesday. We thank her for coming in. And Katie's got this RISK, R-I-S-K, RISK program that she's going to be talking about as well. That's with her program that you really want to get into that and see all the great things that are going to be able to just, you know, it's because we're talking about, you know, these inner tools, anything that you can do for yourself to really fortify yourself, help you to see yourself in a new way, be able to share that with other people. It just makes it fun and it makes you empowered in the way that you can be moving forward in the world. So that's the best gift I think we can give anybody is, you know, that inner sense of I can do this, I've got this, and boy, am I having a great time while it's all going on. I think that's the best gift we can give anybody.
Right.
So happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you, my dear friends.
Happy holidays. Yep. And thank you, Robin, for creating Transformation Cafe where people can have really great conversations about things that are life-affirming and life-changing. So, really good stuff.
So and, go out and hug a poinsettia.
I can't even begin to tell you.
Just hug the pod. Don't hug the pod.
Hug the pod.
Hug the pot. It's all good.
Hug the pot. And we're not pot. That's it. A little bit pathetic. Don't throw it in the garbage can, people. Take it out of the pot and stick it in your garden. It'll come back. It'll be beautiful.
It will come back. Poinsettias come back. Yes, they do. And, you know, there's one thing I didn't share with my moment is that poinsettias are considered very poisonous, but actually they're not. They're not something you want to have around your pets. But I mean, it's unless you have some kind of skin allergies and things like that, a poinsettia is very minor when it comes to things like that. You don't want to eat it. It's very bitter, but it's something that, you know, that will, you know, ultimately it's not going to make you sick. So it's something you can have around. So just be careful with all our furry friends. That's the only thing you really want to watch. So, ladies, I want to thank you so much for just being such a being such a gift in my life and just making this such a wonderful adventure having the cafe here, for just being able to share that with everybody. So all over the world, I think it's a gift that we'll just keep on giving. So thank you so much.
All right, love you.
I love Transformation Cafe. Happy to be part of the team. Alana, Amy, Robin. I mean, sitting down to a cup of quote-unquote virtual tea with you is just, it's so invigorating, it's so enlightening, it's so affirming. So thank you.
Well, we're having last call.
So
I'm having a margarita, and Alana's having a grapefruit martini. So that.
I'm going to try a grapefruit martini. That sounds exciting.
I'm
going to have one of those.
I'm having a cup of green chai tea. So, but, you know,
I'm going to think we should get some nachos.
Kind of
start for nachos.
There
we go.
Okay.
Christmas nachos. Here we go.
It's
color tortillas.
Yay.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye.
See you next year. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.